The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
2 decades on air. This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe mounting as rescue workers clear debris left by the receding waters.
The toll has passed 180 deaths, with the majority coming from the hard-hit Ahrweiler area in western Germany. In neighbouring North Rhine-Westphalia states, Germany's most populous, dozens were also confirmed dead, including several firefighters. There are also many casualties in Belgium. Although rain has stopped in the worst affected areas of Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands, storms and downpours have persisted in other parts of Western and Central Europe. There was flooding on the German-Czech border and in Germany's southeastern corner, as well as in neighbouring Austria. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships will remain in place after a federal appeals court blocked a previous ruling. This is SRN News.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. AM 1280 The Patriot is one of the great radio stations in America.
I'm proud and thankful to be broadcasting on this station because 1280 The Patriot is composed of truly terrific people. Whenever I visit the Twin Cities, it's an added bonus to meet the people at this great station.
You're too kind. We make a great team.
Thanks for sticking with us through the last 20. Here's to 20 more. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Just after 1 o'clock here at AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Brian, and for the weather today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Are you a loved one, a veteran? Perhaps you serve your community as an EMT, firefighter, police officer, or nurse. If so, we'd like to honor you and your country by inviting you on air to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. You can volunteer by calling Mike at 651-289-4418. The Daily Pledge is made possible thanks to the support of White Bear Lake Superstore Buick GMC.
Expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, hashtag NarnShow. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in to the broadcast. Awful lot to get to today. My goodness, I was poring over several links and show notes and everything else, and I've got, I don't know how many tabs open on my browser right now. So hope and pray that the internet doesn't crash. I think we'll get by just fine. I want to cover one big local issue that's been bandied about much of this past week. If you recall, last Sunday, I talked extensively about the situation involving Representative John Thompson. He represents House District 67A, which comprises basically most of the east side of St. Paul. And he was pulled over on July 4th, and the following day, in a protest in front of the governor's mansion, It was the five-year anniversary of when John Thompson's personal friend, Philando Castillo, was shot and killed by police in Falcon Heights. If you remember the Philando Castillo incident, he was pulled over. The officer thought he was reaching for his gun, when in actuality he was appeared to be reaching for his driver's license, and was shot dead by police. Horrible incident, and obviously one that has scarred John Thompson, and one in which he points to as the catalyst for running for elected office, which, you know, kudos to him for that. A lot of people run for elected office because of an incident that happens in their lives and spurs them into action. And kudos to Representative Thompson for putting his money where his mouth is. But unfortunately, for him, he's garnered a lot more negative publicity than probably many in his party would like, specifically after winning the DFL primary in 67A last year. He and a bunch of Black Lives Matter activists took up to Hugo, Minnesota to protest outside then head of Minneapolis Police Union Bob Kroll's home in Hugo. And of course, you've seen the infamous video where John Thompson is screaming into a microphone obscenities, including at some young ladies in the house next door. And of course, they're just shocked and horrified, not knowing what's going on. And here this guy is screaming obscenities while calling the head of the Minneapolis Police Union a grand wizard, you know, head of the KKK. Nevertheless, it didn't cause Tim Walz to unendorse John Thompson. John Thompson, of course, easily won election in 2020 to his House seat. And we fast forward now to July 4th. He was pulled over. And, Jacob, we have that body cam footage ready. This was something that cropped up. Todd Axtell was very upset that John Thompson, in this July 5th protest outside the governor's mansion commemorating the five-year anniversary of his friend Philando Castillo being shot, saying, you know what, we're basically where we were 5 years ago, still driving while black, you know, getting pulled over while driving while black. I got pulled over last night, and I got pulled over because I was black. Now, the body cam footage is about 15 minutes, but I found it where it was condensed down to 2 minutes, where the officer pulled him over, and then it ended where the officer gave him a citation and John Thompson went into his diatribe about, you just pulled me over because I'm a black man. Now, the middle 10 minutes you can find out there in the internet. I cut those out because all it was the officer writing the ticket and looking on his computer and doing research in his car. Okay, so there is no missing context here. So this is about 2 minutes long. This is when John Thompson was pulled over, and it ends after the officer gives him the citation and John Thompson went into his diatribe. So, Jacob, if we have that, cut number one, here we go.
Why such a hurry?
I don't think I took off like a bat out of here. I just drove off.
Okay. You got your prisoner insurance with you?
I do. It's in my phone.
All right.
I'm actually the current state representative in this district right here, man. Does that make you different?
With a Wisconsin license?
Yeah, with a Wisconsin license. I'm state representative John Thompson.
Okay. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, stop right there for a second. Stop right there for a second. Or stop it right there for a second. You heard that exchange. John Thompson says, well, I'm the representative of this district. He got pulled over in the east side of St. Paul. And the officer asks a very obvious question. It's like, you're a state representative of St. Paul with a Wisconsin license? And John Thompson says, yeah, Wisconsin license. And the officer didn't ask any more questions because, you know, that's really not his purview, whether he's eligible to represent his district or not. But this is where it started. It's like, wait a minute. You have to actually live in the House district which you represent. I mean, that's just basic qualifications for the office. And so why does he have a Wisconsin license? So further digging was done, and it turns out he renewed his Wisconsin license in November of 2020. Guess when he was elected to the Minnesota House of Representatives representing St. Paul? November of 2020. So obviously this is going to bring up some pointed questions, right? And if you remember, Bob Barrett, who was a Republican representative up in the Stacy Forest Lake area, Chisago area, he had a residence in that area, the district he represented, the House district he represented, but it turns out it was determined he wasn't actually living in that residence, despite the fact he had a physical residence there. He wasn't living there. So he was ousted from his House seat. Okay, so there is precedence from this. If you're found to not physically live in the district you represent, you're gone. There's no ambiguity about this. So this is how this question rolled on. We'll get to that a little bit more in a bit. So the officer takes John Thompson's license, going to write up the citation for not having a front license plate, which is a moving violation, a petty violation to be sure, but a moving violation nonetheless, which he cited John Thompson for. So the last part of this clip is when he returns to the car and John Thompson said what he said. Here we go. Cut. Continue with cut number one.
Sorry, it took a little long, but so there's your license to my card. You're suspended in Minnesota?
No.
Yes, you are.
The computer says if it's wrong, you have to deal with the DBS.
Thank you. Where'd you pull me over again?
No front plate, and then the way you took off.
No front plate.
The light back there.
I'm too old to run from the police, man. You profiled me because you looked me dead in the face, and I got a ticket for driving while black. You pulled me over because you saw a black face in this car, brother. And there's no way in hell I'm taking off with you behind me. You looked at me in this car. You looked in this car and busted U-turn and got behind my car. And that's the reason why.
I know.
But what I'm saying is what you're doing is wrong to black men. And you need to stop that. Thank you so much. But this ticket means nothing to me. No. I'm going to always have a great day. What I'm saying is you would stop racially profiling black men in their cars, sir. Stop doing that. Yes, you were, bro. You saw a black man driving in this car. It don't make no difference. You pulled me over because you're profiling me. Thank you so much. You need to find something.
All right, that's just casting aspersions right there. That's just an assertion John Thompson's making. Well, you profiled me. Based on what? If you're missing your front license plate, that is a moving violation. Again, a petty violation, it is. And if you want to have a conversation about whether we should be flagging people or ticketing people for not having a front license plate, fine. But unless you can prove that white people aren't being pulled over because when they don't have their front license plate, okay, then you might have a point here. But here he's just casting aspersions. Nothing the officer did would indicate that he pulled him over because he was black. Nothing. But this is part of this urban progressive privilege. You can just claim something that isn't true, but as long as you support the right causes, okay, you get pretty much a pass. So this we talked at length about this last Sunday. So then the next day, Monday, July 12th, 8 days after John Thompson was pulled over, WCCO-TV News did a story on this. Esme Murphy, as much as we bag on her for being a leftist hack, she actually did a pretty nice job reporting on this particular story. So, Jacob, if we have that ready, cut number two. This is the WCCO News story on John Thompson being pulled over, including a quote from Governor Tim Walz. Here we go. Cut number two.
A traffic stop has led to controversy for a Minnesota state representative. A St. Paul police sergeant stopped John Thompson on July 4th for not having a front license plate on his vehicle. Since that stop, we learned Thompson had a suspended driver's license for failing to pay child support. We also learned he's never had a Minnesota driver's license. However, Wisconsin records show he just renewed a license there in November of 2020. Now, as Esme Murphy reports, St. Paul police are talking with the city attorney to see if they can release the body camera video of the stop.
Which they did.
At the state capitol, Representative John Thompson is among those calling for swift release of body camera video in cases of alleged police abuse. But he has not given the okay to release body camera video of the St. Paul traffic stop, which he described last week as racial profiling.
I thought we weren't doing pretextual stops here in this state. but we are. You know, we're still getting driving while black tickets here in this state.
Governor Tim Walz told us he thinks that the body camera video should be released.
I think you clear a lot of this up by releasing that. If we're going to ask the police to be releasing the video footage and everything, I would have an expectation we would release them in all cases.
And a furious St. Paul Police Chief Todd Axtell is demanding an apology from Thompson, saying on his Facebook page he has seen the video and the traffic stop was by the books.
This is a copy of the traffic citation St. Paul Police gave Representative Thompson. And on this citation, it says that his home address is this house on Blair Avenue in St. Paul. The problem is this house is not in his district, and state law says representatives have to live in their district. But there's more. His filing papers with the Secretary of State's office show he apparently crossed out a home address and instead provided a P.O. box. He also checked a box saying he wants his address to remain private. The box is for those with orders of protection or a police report showing they've been threatened. And checking the box means providing a separate form with a home address listed. The Secretary of State's office says Representative Thompson's separate form is not a public document. We wanted to ask Secretary of State Steve Simon if any of this was a violation of state law, but we did not get a comment from him.
Convenient.
The Secretary of State's communications director told us, "We don't have any legal authority to take action. We don't have guns and badges." We were told House Speaker Melissa Hortman is on vacation and didn't have a comment. House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler also did not have a comment. Esme Murphy, WCCO 4 News.
We have tried a number of times to reach Representative Thompson. We have not heard back from him. A DFL House staffer told us that Thompson would make a statement today or tomorrow.
Okay, and he subsequently did make a statement. And when we come back, we'll break down Representative Thompson's statement and take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Whoa, look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Are you looking for a place to get away from it all? Do you want to start a prayer retreat or perhaps own a bed and breakfast? Then check out this amazing Southern Minnesota survival nest property. Two homes with five outbuildings nestled on 9 acres. The 2.5-story antique Georgian Revival brick home has been completely renovated. It features beautiful woodwork throughout the home, an open staircase, and an outside second-story balcony with a spectacular view. Each bedroom has a private bathroom and walk-in shower. The home is well-equipped with geothermal heat and a water treatment system. The second home is a 2-story farmhouse with 4 bedrooms and plenty of room, perfect for an on-site caretaker. If you can dream it, this property can make it happen. See it online at HansonAgency.com. Click on Featured Properties and take a look at the 5-bed, 5-bath plus bonus house listing. That's Hanson with an O, HansonAgency.com, and click on Featured Properties. It's the listing with a picture of two homes. Don't wait any longer.
Summer has arrived, and if you can't enjoy it because of the discomfort, swelling, and achiness of those varicose and spider veins in your legs, we can help. At Vein Clinics of America, our doctors specialize in just one thing, the expert treatment of vein disease. We've been relieving the pain and discomfort caused by vein disease for over 40 years, restoring the confidence, appearance, and health to over 300,000 pairs of legs belonging to people just like you. Using the latest minimally invasive techniques in an outpatient setting, we'll have you back on your feet in less than an hour. With little to no downtime, we'll leave you with less discomfort, more confidence, and an entire summer to enjoy the activities and summer wardrobe you've been looking forward to. Best of all, Medicare and most insurance is accepted. So call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation to review your condition and treatment options. This summer, live your best life. Call 800-885-3553. 800-885-3553. That's 800-885-3553.
You depend on our lineup of hosts each day. Now you have the chance to meet one of them. Announcing the Terrific Talkers VIP experience. We'll fly you and a guest on a 3-night stay to meet your favorite radio host. You could meet Dinesh D'Souza, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, Hugh Hewitt, Charlie Kirk, Eric Metaxas, or Dennis Prager. Enter once per day at am1280thepatriot.com/talker. The Terrific Talkers VIP experience is brought to you by Morris Law Group. You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. This is me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. Hashtag NARN show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. We left off last segment with the WCCO news report that it, which indicated Representative John Thompson, DFLer out of St. Paul or Wisconsin, we don't know, indicated that he would have a statement regarding this issue. And here it is from the Pioneer Press. This was released on Tuesday. 5 years ago last week, we marked the killing of my friend Philando Castillo, who was shot by a police officer during a traffic stop. Since being pulled over myself on July 4, my greatest regret is how the recent events have allowed us to overlook this time that should have been spent reflecting on the life of my friend and the changes that are needed to create a Minnesota where he would not have lost his life. I was pulled over in what was referred to as a pretextual traffic stop, the same type of stop that led to the killing of Philando as well as Dante Wright this April. Pretextual stops have been shown to not only do little to stop serious crimes, but they disproportionately target non-whites. This was the racial profiling I spoke to, and I've been working to get rid of these types of stops long before this summer. So do we know for a fact that whites don't get pulled over when they're missing a front license plate, which is, by the letter of the law, a violation? Do we know this? Serious question. Anyways, I'll continue. There have been calls to release the body cam footage from my stop, which I want to make clear I fully support. It is within the power of the St. Paul police to release the footage, and I am not a barrier to that. In the video, you won't see the officer do anything that isn't by the book, but the issue is we need to rewrite the book. I do not know the officer who pulled me over, and I have no reason to believe they have any hate towards me specifically. They just pulled you over because you were black, according to you. I digress. Officers do, however, work in a system that allowed these too often pretextual traffic stops to continue despite tragic consequences. As much as I hate how the recent coverage of this issue has been about me, I recognize I have an obligation to my constituents and owe them an explanation. I have an obligation for black men who don't have the platform I do. I'm pushing legislation for more police accountability, and this situation is a great example of why that work matters. During my stop, it was brought up that my vehicle did not have a front license plate. I did not have a Minnesota driver's license, and there was a record of me having missed child support payment. While all of these have relatively simple explanations, one that we have yet to receive, I take responsibility for my fault in not addressing these issues and allowing them to eclipse the hard-fought work done in the name of police reform. My family bought a new car, and as with my new vehicle, we had to wait for our plates and get the proper tools to attach them. Not long after purchasing the car, it was rear-ended, and we did not drive the vehicle for some time. When I did drive the car on July 4, it should have had a front license plate, but I did not have the right part for the front bracket. After I was stopped, they ran my license, which is a Wisconsin license. I previously lived in Wisconsin, and my family and I considered moving back there to care for a family member who will now be coming to live here. I live and work in St. Paul and have for many years. My Wisconsin license hadn't previously posed an issue for me, but I will now be changing it to a Minnesota license as I should have before. During my stop, I was informed that my license had been suspended for a minor child support issue, one which I resolved long ago. I owe $0 in child support. After all of this, I was only given a ticket for driving with a suspended license. I do not know why I wasn't cited without the front license plate, the reason for my stop. I was able to drive away from this intersection while other black Minnesotans in very similar situations have not. The desire to be treated with respect and be able to drive away from this interaction safely was why I informed the officer I was a state rep during our conversation. Too many Minnesotans are dealing with barriers like this without a respectable title in front of their name. Philando was notably pulled over 49 times, largely for minor violations. I believe these pretextual stops are part of structures that operate to restrict access to jobs and housing, lock us up, and publicly humiliate black, indigenous, and communities of color. Interactions like this block us from our families, block us from our kids, and create new barriers to a quality of life. We need better. And that's why I'm working towards. I understand that my emotions can sometimes make it hard for some people to hear the real message. These are difficult issues, and I've lost loved ones, but I ask you to work with me. We need a broad coalition, including law enforcement, to come together to understand the Minnesotans that look like me, my family, friends, and community are living with these issues every day. I hope we can focus on conversations that center around making that change possible. Just a bunch of word salad, but here's one thing you didn't address. Do you live in the district you represent? It's a simple question. It's a very simple question and one he didn't at all address. He talked about, well, you know, we were thinking of moving back to Wisconsin to help an ill family member, but turns out that ill family member's moving here. Okay, where is here? Within your district? Now, in a separate issue, John Thompson appeared in Hennepin County Court this past week. This is, let's see, Jacob, cut number three. Lou Ragusa, Care 11 reporter, you know, in a public courthouse where John Thompson was appearing for a different matter. Don't remember what it was. Doesn't really matter. Not really relevant to this case. And Lou Ragusa asked him a very simple question. Again, this is Representative John Thompson appearing in Hennepin County Court, approached by Care 11 reporter Lou Ragusa, cut number three.
Representative Thompson,
chasing me, man. Get out of my face.
Just some questions about your residency. Are you currently living in your district?
Yes or no.
And did you live there at the time you were elected?
Yes or no. How difficult is that? Those are simple, straightforward yes or no questions. Do you currently live in the district you represent? Did you live there when you were elected? And all he said was, man, get out of my face. Well, it's a public courthouse. And he wasn't in his face. If you saw the video, he wasn't anywhere near him. He was properly distanced away from him. And then when the court hearing was over, John Thompson went down the back stairs and out the back door to avoid any media scrutiny. So this is a very simple question. And he talks about wanting to fight for police reforms and everything else and all those very noble causes. But guess what? You have to actually live in the district you represent. And from what I can tell, he's not willing to answer that question. And Esme Murphy, during that Care 11 report, or not Care 11, WCCO-TV news report, I'm getting my reporters mixed up, WCCO-TV news report was on Blair Avenue in Frogtown, which is 3 miles outside the westmost part of Thompson's district, which covers most of the east side of St. Paul. So that's a problem. So in doing all of this research and trying to uncover his residency, guess what else was ascertained? This is from a Fox 9 story. In searching for State Representative John Thompson's residency, Fox 9 has uncovered 4 cases of domestic violence with allegations Thompson punched, hit, and choked women. According to the police reports from 2003 to 2009, in some cases, the assaults happened in the presence of young children. Questions about Thompson's residency were raised after he was stopped by St. Paul police on July 4th for not having a front license plate. Thompson, who accused St. Paul police of racially profiling him, presented a Wisconsin driver's license during the stop, a license he has renewed as recently as November 2020 when he was elected to the Minnesota legislature. The domestic violence cases stretch back to October 20, 2003 in Superior, Wisconsin, when Thompson was arrested after he allegedly struck his girlfriend in the face with an open and closed fist. The woman's 5-year-old daughter witnessed the assault, which happened in a supermarket parking lot. Thompson's girlfriend said she and her child were homeless and declined to cooperate. Superior police said Thompson fled the scene and resisted arrest when he was found a short time later. Thompson eventually pled guilty in Douglas County, Wisconsin, to a reduced charge of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Thompson allegedly attacked the same girlfriend nearly a year later, August 2004, at her Eagan apartment. Police arrived after a 911 hang-up call. She said during an argument with Thompson, he broke the phone cord and put both hands around her neck and began choking her. During the struggle, Thompson allegedly said, "I'll choke you until you can't breathe anymore." She ran out of the apartment screaming, but Thompson grabbed her and dragged her back to the apartment. She said she even tried to escape through a window. She told police Thompson became angry when she dialed 911 from another phone and began hitting her in the head, punching her in the face, and then grabbed her and threw her into the kitchen table, which broke. She said 3 children, her daughter and Thompson's 2 sons, witnessed most of the assault. The girlfriend recounted to police that during an argument at the pool of the apartment complex the day before, Thompson allegedly belittled her daughter, calling her a series of expletives that culminated with a "bleep you, bleep your daughter, I hope you both die." So my question is that a lot of these documents were uncovered maybe a year ago, but now coming to light when they're looking into his residency. So how did this not, who was doing the opposition research on this guy? How was this stuff not found when he was actually running for this House seat? You know, he would have lost in the DFL primary. I mean, where the district he represents, that's a non-starter for anyone outside the Democrat Party. But John Thompson certainly would not have been the Democrat nominee had this stuff come out, I would dare to believe. And so to wrap this up, the body cam footage was released, but only after the St. Paul City Attorney's Office released it, not by Thompson's request. And this was under the to dispel widespread rumor or unrest clause in the law. And since then, Governor Walz, as well as House Speaker Hortman and Majority Leader Winkler, have all called on John Thompson to resign. He has flat out denied. He's been adamant he will not resign. So definitely a lot more fireworks to come in this story, to say the least, and one we will keep an eye on. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Me, Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment. Go nowhere.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Is it time to push reset and get away with God? Christian travel creates purposeful pauses to discover the most scenic, sought-after destinations while you immerse yourself in the wonder of God's creation. As you travel alongside the world's top Christian leaders, every step of the way will revive your faith and awaken your sense of wonder. Imagine morning devotions on the deck of a cruise ship as you pass towering Alaska glaciers or tropical Caribbean islands. Perhaps you're longing to set foot in the very places where Jesus walked and taught in Israel. Every day on a Christian cruise or tour brings you to new vistas while you enjoy uplifting music and powerful messages. Get away with God in a faith-focused journey, and the unforgettable memories you create will refresh you long after you return home. For more information, visit inspirationcruises.com or call 800-247-1899. That's inspirationcruises.com or call 800-247-1899.
I'm sure glad you're my sister, Addie.
Yep, you're my best buddy.
Mom says you were their little surprise. What would we do without you?
Well, you'll probably get your own gum.
Yeah, that's true, but you're worth it.
Hello, my name is Carrie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives to abortion or needs post-abortion assistance or would like to support the life-saving work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Welcome back, AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. This is me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag NARN Show for any comments or questions. Always, we appreciate you tuning in. I definitely want to move on to other topics. Before we do, we want to take Mark's call. Mark in St. Louis Park is on line one. Mark, always good to hear from you. You are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Brad, thanks for taking my call. And I have to disagree with you as far as the John Thompson case. I believe John Thompson put in for a change of address in Wisconsin 20 years ago with the U.S. Post Office. They also put a change of residence with the Minnesota DMV 20 years ago, and they're only halfway through processing his paperwork.
So, hi-oh!
And one more thing. Brad, how dare you use your white privilege and assume everyone has a screwdriver laying around to put on a license plate?
Thanks. Yeah,
How dare you? And I'll hang up and listen.
You know what's, yeah, thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. You know what's interesting about that is I believe John Thompson, his job that he had before he was a Minnesota State rep, maybe still doing it, is some sort of mechanic of some sort. So, I mean, the guy, you would think he'd have ready access to tools, right? I mean, isn't this something that he did for a vocation, if I remember right? Worked in some sort of mechanical field. But anyways, yeah. Look, he came up with a explanation as to why he didn't have the license plate on. You know, but the fact that he knew it had to be fixed, that he was cognizant it had to be affixed, must tell you that he was at least aware that it's a moving violation. Again, can't emphasize enough, as petty a violation as it is, it's still a violation. But thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. And by the way, just to kind of bounce off Mark's point and something I mentioned last week, is the county has the purview over child support payments. So in this case, it'd be Ramsey County, where Thompson, we think, resides. And then the Department of Vehicle Services is a state agency. So the fact that this got cleared up in less than a week, that these two agencies were able to coordinate and get in cahoots and get this cleared up in less than a week, that's some pretty good urban progressive privilege, I got to tell you. Using your standing as a state representative to get that cleared up so quickly? I mean, that's a question I know that I'm not the only one asking. But anyways, like I say, need to move on to other topics here. You probably heard last week that the Biden administration has become downright authoritarian in that they are going to start colluding, you say tomato, I say tomato, with social media companies, big tech companies, in order to stop the passing along of what they deem misinformation on COVID-19 vaccines, because there's a genuine concern with COVID cases now starting to tick up in all 50 states that enough people are not getting vaccinated, and therefore the virus is making another surge. And they're trying to alleviate what they deem as misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine in order to stem the tide of hesitancy of people getting vaccinated. So this is from National Review today. Carolyn Downey at National Review wrote about this. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on Sunday urged social media companies to confront and snuff out the COVID misinformation wildfire circulating on their platforms. This is about the health of Americans, and the reality is that misinformation is still spreading like wildfire in our country, aided and abetted by technology platforms, Murthy said on Fox News Sunday. I have been in dialogue with a number of technology companies in good faith efforts to express my concerns to them and where they have taken positive steps. And some of them have. I've acknowledged that, as we should do. But what I've also said very clearly to them privately and also publicly is that it's not enough. During a press briefing Thursday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the White House was flagging COVID misinformation for social media censors. She added Friday that social media platforms should work in concert to ban the purveyors of misinformation. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you for providing misinformation out there, she noted. So I've got a couple of audio clips from Jen Psaki at some White House press briefings. Let's go ahead. I'm going to skip over a couple of them. Let's skip ahead, Jacob, to cut number five. This is Jen Psaki. I got so many sound clips. I'm barraging poor Jacob with all these. Cut number eight. That's the most recent one I sent you. Cut number eight, Fox News reporter, Fox News White House correspondent, Peter Ducey, basically calling out Jen Psaki, saying, do these private citizens know that you're following their posts for misinformation? Here it is, cut number eight, Peter Ducey and Jen, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
For how long has the administration been spying on people's Facebook profiles looking for vaccine misinformation?
Well, that was quite a loaded and inaccurate question, which I would refute. Well, Peter, first of all, as you know, we're in a regular touch with a range of media outlets. As we are in regular touch with social media platforms. This is publicly open information, people sharing information online, just as you are all reporting information on your news stations.
Okay, so these 12 people who you have on a list, 12 individuals, do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell you that these are people who are sharing information on public platforms on Facebook. Information that is traveling is inaccurate.
What?
Our biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern, is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
Okay, bounce off of that, and I'll have some comments coming back. Now I'm going to go to cut number six. This was President Joe Biden, I believe, after this press briefing, was asked about the administration looking into certain Facebook posts. President Joe Biden, I don't know who was asking the question, doesn't really matter. Cut number six.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people.
They're killing people.
I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Okay. So President Joe Biden, this is the hyperbole that Democrats have undertaken now. If you support legislation they don't like, you're literally killing people. Remember net neutrality? How many people that was going to kill? Okay, once that was rescinded, which Ajit Pai, the FCC director in the Trump administration, got rid of net neutrality. How about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that the Republicans were advocating for during Trump's first year in office and eventually got passed? How many millions that was going to kill? Okay, or if we don't implement gun control, how many that's going to kill? And now this, Facebook, if we don't flag misinformation, they're killing people. Where's the evidence of this? Where's the evidence that people who have died of COVID-19 died because they refused to get a vaccine due to something they read on a social media platform? Where's the evidence of this? Don't you need some sort of proof that shows that people, they're not taking the vaccine because of something they read on the internet? Are you kidding me? And this is just, again, as frustrated as people have been being deplatformed, you know, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter have been aggressive in deplatforming people with certain political opinions, most of them conservative, ones that they deem false information or the spreading of false information or conveying false information. And as frustrated as we are, we begrudgingly admit, hey, these are private companies. Now, you could argue that these private companies, they have a lot, they can wield a lot more power than the government, okay, because they aren't accountable to anybody. And I've often said that these social media companies like Twitter, like Facebook, like YouTube, they want to play both sides. They say, well, you know, they use the excuse, well, we don't want this kind of misinformation, this awful material on our particular platforms. I mean, we're responsible for the content that's put out there. No, you're not. You are under no legal ramifications for false information being put out there because you're a platform. Now, if you're a publisher, that's a different story. A publisher is like the same purview as a newspaper. If a newspaper allows false information to be printed in their periodical, their publication, okay, yeah, there's some serious legal issues that they could face. But not platforms. But Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they want it both ways. They want the privilege of being a publisher where they can decide what is objectionable and what is not, but yet they still want to be governed as a platform where they can't be sued. So they're playing both sides here. But where the line gets awfully, where the swamp gets awfully murky and the line gets awfully blurred is when you have government officials coming, being the moral arbiters, saying, you know what? We think this is misinformation here. You might, Facebook, we think this is misinformation. We're flagging this post right here, what they're saying about the COVID-19 vaccine. You might want to back off that. We think that's misinformation. So now the government is determining themselves moral arbiters here, particularly the Biden administration and their ilk. And I'd be interested to see the tweets of Joe. Think about this during the Trump administration. When Joe Biden was, you know, during the Trump administration, obviously he was a private citizen. Same with Jen Psaki, private citizens. What were they saying on Twitter? And what kind of stories were they pushing about Trump being a Russian asset? How many stories did we see on social media out there that Trump was being used by the Putin administration to infiltrate the United States government and do Putin's bidding within the U.S. government? How many stories did we see about that? And of course, that was the catalyst for the whole Mueller report, some Steele dossier, which was complete bunk from the outset, but that triggered the Mueller investigation. How many stories did we see on social media about that? A plethora of them every single day. And guess what? It turned out to be complete bullpucky. But yet, it was allowed to continue to be out there. But people like Jen Psaki and Joe Biden, which again, to be fair, they didn't have any power back then, but they wouldn't have looked at that as misinformation. They would have allowed that to go out there. Or how about the on the other end of it? The Biden administration certainly doesn't want anything about Hunter Biden's laptop getting out there, but it turns out that's actually true. But the New York Post, a periodical that's been around for over a century, they reported it, but yet Twitter and Facebook wouldn't allow any acknowledgement of it. In fact, the New York Post Twitter account got suspended when they tried to link to that story about Hunter Biden's laptop. Because, well, this is kind of nefarious here. It turns out it's 100% true. So this idea that the government is going to declare themselves the arbiters of truth and facts and what's going to be put out there, I'm sorry, that flies in the face of the First Amendment right there. Again, these big tech companies, you can argue that they're playing both sides. They want to be governed like a platform, but they want to enact the iron fist like a publisher, okay? They can do that, as nefarious and as slimy as that is, but the government flagging posts for misinformation, that's a whole nother area. When we come back, we're going to talk about how just downright creepy this is, the government determining what is factual and what is not. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back for one final segment this hour. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Cool voiceover. Zany sound effect.
We were going to write a flashy promo about streaming us at radio.com, but considering how easy it is to do, we'll keep it simple, too. Listen to The Patriot on the free radio.com app.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-940-4242 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-940-4242. That's 1-800-940-4242. 1-800-940-4242.
Warning! 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 Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue.
Do you have sunken concrete around your home, leaving you with trip hazards or causing water to run back to your foundation? Hi, I'm John Lamore, owner of Expert Concrete Raising. We raise settled concrete using a high-density polyurethane foam, which is a more permanent solution than mud jacking. Polyurethane foam cannot be washed away, and it doesn't shrink or deteriorate over time. If it's concrete, we can raise it. Get it done right the first time. For a free estimate, contact a second-generation concrete raising business at expertconcreteraising.com.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit am1280thepatriot.com today.
Welcome back. am1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. 651-289-4488, that's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for any comments or questions. Continuing to talk about the Biden administration has taken it upon themselves to start flagging what they deem misinformation regarding COVID-19 vaccines. Of course, this is a big concern now with vaccine rates kind of having plateaued, the administration not meeting its vaccine rate goal. So therefore, they're going to flag misinformation on social media platforms, thinking that people are dying because they're getting information from Facebook and other social media sites about vaccines not being reliable. So I would think you would need some pretty hard evidence to say that people who are dying of COVID-19 did so because they didn't want to get vaccinated due to something they read on Facebook. That seems to be a pretty outlandish and dubious claim, to say the least. But Drew Holden on Twitter, if you're not following Drew Holden on Twitter, you're missing out. Drew Holden 360 is his Twitter handle. H-O-L-D-E-N, Drew Holden 360. He put together a phenomenal thread. He's a master of Twitter threads, by the way, on how it's, to say the least, it's pretty terrifying at you have government officials regulating misinformation. And the best place to start, he says, is with the origin of the most consequential event in our lifetimes, the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember that the very thought it could have come from a local biolab run by a secret autocratic regime was dismissed as a bigoted conspiracy theory? Now, yeah, even the World Health Organization is kind of acquiescing to that. You know, the World Health Organization, who does China's bidding, even some officials within the WHO are acquiescing to, you know what? That's not only a plausible theory, but very, very credible as well. How about misinformation around a viable treatment? The supposed war on misinformation led the world to write off hydroxychloroquine, a treatment we now know helps save lives. Yeah, that's an excellent point. How many died as a result of that when people put out articles on the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine? Okay. I mean, can we measure that? Does the current administration want to measure that? Here's another one. It's important to remember that the left has their pet conspiracy theories that don't seem to ever get flagged as misinformation somehow, like the idea that Donald Trump might have been a Manchurian candidate installed by Vladimir Putin. Here's another one. Speaking of Russia, who can forget the supposed Russian bounties conspiracy theory pushed by the entire corporate press and countless Democrats that recently fell to pieces? For some reason, that was never described as misinformation. Drew Holden says, my favorite misinformation might be the Steele dossier, though. Despite how dubious the suggestions were, we had countless Dems and the corporate press run with the narratives on the ground that orange man bad. We'll close with another misinformation that wasn't. Perhaps the most consequential, given that its impact on the election, was the Hunter Biden laptop story. And I mentioned that previous segment. You may remember that the Biden campaign, the corporate press, and the big tech all pledged it was disinformation. It wasn't. So in conclusion, Drew Holden says, big tech, the corporate press, and the Democrat Party have utterly failed time and again in deterring what is or isn't misinformation. If after all these errors, you still want to empower their fishing trips and hypocrisy, I just don't know what to tell you. Amen. So this is the administration that's going to start flagging a lot of these Facebook posts as well. So be interesting little exercise, see how that progresses. We only have about a minute or two to go, but we do want to get to Vincent's call. Vincent in St. Paul is on line one. Vincent, aloha.
Aloha. I see it's sunny outside. Aloha for that.
I'll take your word for it. I'm in the bunker, so.
I hope this doesn't get the Patriot being misinformation or question, you know, with Pfizer, Maduro, J&J, you know, Johnson & Johnson, the vaccines. Have they ever said what the ingredients is inside of each one of them? Because like a can of soup, you have the ingredients on the label.
Sure.
So it's just misinformation or something, me asking a question?
Well, no, it's not a misinformation. I would imagine it would be available out there to you. I appreciate the call, Vincent. Thanks so very much. I don't know how transparent they have been with the ingredients. But, yeah, I mean, that is available to you out there. No doubt about it, and particularly, I would imagine, CDC websites, perhaps Pfizer, Moderna websites themselves. I don't know specifically where to point you, but, yeah, you can definitely find that out there. And that's another good point as well. You know, you talk about, you know, the common phrase is vaccine hesitancy. How many people died not taking the vaccine by seeing Kamala Harris and Joe Biden continuing to wear masks outdoors with no one else around, despite being fully vaccinated? I mean, you say, okay, Mr. President, Madam Vice President, you're taking the vaccine, but yet when you're by yourself outdoors in front of a microphone, you're still wearing a mask. So if these vaccines are so great, why are you still wearing a mask outdoors when there's nobody else around? Do the Vice President and Madam Vice President get flagged with peddling misinformation, vaccine hesitancy? We need to take a closer look at that, because they're quite complicit in this. But that would involve self-reflection from our media, our corporate media, and our betters in the federal government. And we know that's not happening. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in a few.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep. Even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-824-3853. 800-824-3853. That's 800-824-3853. 800-824-3853.
612, The Bird.
It's always good to say, "I got a guy," especially when you have an electrical problem or have a home project. Early Bird is the troubleshooting expert, and they love old homes. For home rewires, remodeling projects, and emergency service, you can trust Early Bird because of their unmatched service guarantees. And yes, Early Bird offers same-day service and 24/7 emergency service.
612, The Bird.
Mention AM 1280 The Patriot, and your trip charge is free with the repair purchase.
612, The Bird.
Or visit 612thebird.com.